My hand suddenly
this
got
is going
damp.
To be... Oh, wait, anyway.
You've got in with quarter of a second to go. And you start now.
Lemony.
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point, and it was Lisa Tarbuck. Tim Rice, would you begin the sex round? The sex... Oh, dear.
This game has changed.
Yes. It's evolving in the front of our eyes.
Right. Tim Rice, will you take the next round? And the subject is, or begin the next round, muesli. Tell us something about muesli in this game, starting now.
In my childhood, Sundays was cornflakes. Monday, sugar puffs. Tuesday, farmer's glory. Wednesday, force. Thursday, shredded wheat. Friday, shreddies. Saturday, muesli. That was the highlight of my week. And I made my own muesli from a concoction of interesting ingredients, such as grass, Maltesers.
Graham's challenge.
I have no interest in grass.
I didn't even hear what he said.
He said it was going to be interesting. He said interesting ingredients, and then he went with grass and...
To be fair, grass and Maltesers is sitting off a pretty high standard for interest, then. I mean, there aren't many...
Mind you, muesli was the highlight of his week, so... All bets are off.
Yeah, I think I've got to give you the benefit of the doubt on that one, Graham, and tell you you've got a correct challenge and 34 seconds available on muesli. Starting now.
Did a sort of cloud of depression descend on the audience as our esteemed chairman even uttered the word muesli? It's dust... Oh, I've lost it.
It's an inhibiting
subject. That could be one
really
of the great advertising slogans of the year. It's dust. You're buying dust.
Yeah, I've never heard anybody actually slow down and come eventually to a halt. Right.
No, I was playing Hunt the Word and didn't find it.
Right. I think I know your challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, well done, Paul. 22 seconds available. Muesli is starting now.
It's a kind of ambitious porridge, isn't it? Jumbo oats lying around thinking to themselves, what can we do to improve our lives? Start hanging around with some fruit, perhaps. Piece of cut strawberry, the odd blueberry coming your way. Soon the elements of the muesli look at each other in the eye and say, we are now members of a community. Back in the old days when we just hung around our own kind...
Right. So Paul Merton was then speaking as a whistle when gained that extra point. He's now equal with Lisa Tarbuck in the lead. And Lisa, it's your turn to begin. And the subject is the rain in Spain. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
The rain in Spain is one of those phrases used to make your pronunciation of the English language allegedly better. Into what's termed at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, where I was trained, RP, received pronunciation. And it's best seen, perhaps, in the film My Fair Lady, where Rex Harrison schools his young lady for a bet.
Paul Challenge.
It's unfortunate, but it's a repetition of Lady. My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady. Yes, well, listen. Yes.
If you're going to play it.
Oh.
Are we closer to the underground than I thought?
You played the game before, haven't you, Paul?
Yes.
Still a correct challenge, Paul. Repetition, 35 seconds still available. The rain in Spain starting now.
The rain in Spain falls mainly in the plain, is one way that it was pronounced in the 1950s when Nicholas Parsons began his...
Tim Rice challenge.
I'm sorry, it was never pronounced that way.
Wasn't it not?
No. The whole point of it was that it was pronounced as Lisa, I thought, memorably pointed out.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
It was pronounced extremely beautifully.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Not like a...
Yeah, but we can't challenge on pronunciation.
No. Deviation I was challenging on.
Ooh. On deviation from what?
The truth.
Yeah.
I still think you're challenging on pronunciation. Listen, I tell you what I occasionally do, and I've given it to Graham. Yeah. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. And if I can redress the balance to Paul later on, I will.
I'm 0-2 now.
Right. So you have the benefit of the doubt and you have the rain in Spain, Tim. 27 seconds available starting now.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain was just one of the memorable lyrics by Alan J. Lerner, a terrific wordsmith and man of...